During the war years on the Canadian prairies, each province had several areas where big bands were formed. One that I remember was the Neepawa Nighthawks. Another was the Roy Brown Band from Brandon.
If you give me a little chatting music in the key of three flats for a minute or two, I do have a message. In the 1940s, during those hectic war years, this place was packed with people in uniform. It wasn't uncommon to see 200 or 300 young men here waiting to pounce on that first gal that came in that door. There were no wallflowers, believe me. But there were hectic years, and I can recall leaving the dances, and we'd go home and listen to the radio to find out how many planes had been shot down that day in the Battle of Britain. It was a hectic time, but thank God we're all here now for the job that was done then. Now, through the years that I had my band, my four brothers, myself, I should say, we lost one brother, and it's Tommy. We also had a fabulous pianist, Jay Haney, and some other fine musicians, Bob McCullough, who paid the supreme sacrifice overseas. And while we introduced a good many songs from this bandstand and played to thousands of people, everywhere I go, even places like Minneapolis, I have people come over in bars one day and others say, "Do you remember this song?" And they'll hum a couple of bars on my theme. The theme was never published. It's an unpublished song's original. And I hope you like it. And at that, Jimmy will give the band the beat. This is the music of Roy Brown's orchestra coming to you from Dance Land in Clear Lake, Manitoba. 1/2 mile above sea level, so you can dance in the cool breezes to the hot music of Roy Brown's orchestra. Remember that song?